Anchor is the easiest way to podcast. It gives you everything you need in one place for free, which you can use right away from your phone or your computer. Creative tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They distribute your podcast for you, and it can be heard everywhere like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and many more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Download Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm and get started right away now today. Your boy King Los sitting in here with Smoke City and Bands once again, trying to do it for y'all guys.
Smoke City, bitch. Straight up.
Back to the topic at hand today.
And I'm a little drunk. So
I was riding in my car or in my truck the other day, and this Jodeci song came on. And I was like, man, that jive sent me back to a time, you know what I'm saying, with this
with Jodeci song.
Which one?
It was Cry For You.
I ain't heard that one.
Cry For You on their album Diary of a Mad Band. And that job just took me back to this moment where I was just chilling with this female, and I was like, dang, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I miss, you know, the old school song. So I was like, shoot,
you about to get in trouble.
I was in high school.
So you in the car reminiscing? You in the car reminiscing about this girl?
Hey, I mean, I just thought about it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing.
Yeah, no, reminiscing the shit. All right. Well, reminisce your ass on the fucking couch then, nigga.
Whatever. Like, dude, you get mad because I thought about somebody that I ain't seen in over 25 years.
That's how women is. Women do that, though.
I can't help that.
Women do that from time to time.
They do.
Like,
but
a picture on Facebook.
At the same time, you know what I'm saying? I had came in, I had put all my little old school jams on my little thumb drive so I could listen to them. You know, I was just rocking to them the last couple of days. Mm. And they were just taking me to a little different places. Oh, man, I remember when I first heard this song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, I was going to ask you guys once we got in here on the show. And, like, what is a song that you heard, you know, in the last couple of months that, like, dang, that took me back?
I ain't going to lie. It's everything. It's not no... Well, I guess it's some old shit too. I be listening to the H Town Boys, the Knocking the Boots, Body Rocking, Knocking the Boots. The boy name is? Fast, you know. But what the nigga? Cisco, Incomplete. I fuck with that.
But I'm just saying, did it take you? Is there a particular song
all
you
these
hear?
Songs, all these songs take me to a certain place. You know what I'm saying? All these songs take me to for real. Even Fantasia, damn. I like R&B more. I like rap. I don't too much care for rap like that. Lil Wayne, The Sky's the Limit, shit like that. It just take me to a time.
That's not
R&B. It's not R&B. I'm saying, but that's one of the things I don't like. That's R&B. Most of my shits that take me to a specific time give me good, happy thoughts be mostly like Fantasia, Jasmine Sullivan, damn H-Town Boys, damn. All them. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga, you be reminiscing, man. You're feeling this nigga trying to bust windows out of car listening to Jasmine Sullivan.
Listen, Jasmine Sullivan just got a beautiful voice.
This nigga here.
I make love to bust some windows out your car.
What about you, man?
I don't know. Like, I've been listening to a bunch of, I was listening to the radio. I heard Crying My Knuckle, You Buck. That shit just brought me back to them social days. And like, when you was young and had no bills and shit, you was just fresh for no reason and had a pocket full of money.
Facts.
It just took me back to back then when I didn't have no responsibilities at all but a phone bill and a sneak giving mama money. That's it.
Check this out. You remember back in the G when they used to have the parties in Rankin?
Mm-hmm.
You remember I used to come in that bitch, take my shirt off? Mm-hmm.
You wasn't a nigga with the shirt on. Yeah,
yes.
I was on so many drugs back then. Like, I was on, listen, it might be 30 degrees. I remember it was cold as a fuck out the door one night. I come in that bitch. As soon as I hit the door, I just get to sweating real bad. I'm on about 4, 5, 6 beans. You know what I'm saying? I done took my shirt off him. Then it was a nigga in there that I was beefing with. The boys that jumped me. Shit was living.
Got wicked.
It was living.
The nigga used to fight at all them parties.
Yes, facts.
Yeah.
That shit used to be fun.
I love a club fight.
I love that.
That goes back to my old days in the Mace Balls, man. They used to fight outside all the time.
Yeah.
Every last one of them. It wasn't a party if it wasn't a fight.
Facts.
Bro.
Facts.
And it'll be females, it'll be dudes, it'll be just, it don't matter.
I ain't like in town, like the Legion and Super Goose and Uptown and all that. I used to go there a whole summer, 2011. I went there just to fight. I paid for me and all my little brothers to get into a fight. 10 minutes I'm in there. I had a whole bunch of shit going on. My old lady broke up with me. I was depressed.
He didn't want to beat him.
I just want to hurt somebody else. I want to make somebody else hurt. I'll beat niggas up. I pay for 5 niggas to get in, $50. And I beat a nigga up 10 minutes in there. And then we'll get kicked out. We'll go to Uptown. I beat a nigga up. We wouldn't get kicked out because Uptown was always ratchet.
Listen, I remember goddamn. Jaquel got jumped in high school. And he went to a motherfucking party. You remember that shit?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
All right, so goddamn, we were mad about the whole situation. Like, all the people were there. I'm like, man, why y'all ain't help this man? Why y'all ain't help this man? That's my little brother. So I fuck with Jaquel. I told that nigga, I'm going to catch every last one of them boys one by one.
Yeah.
Fuck around, went to somebody party. Who party? I don't know who party it was. It was in Springfield, though. And goddamn, Chop came in there. He seen one of the little niggas, and that nigga said, man, if they play Rocco, I'ma do me. Man, look, I'ma goddamn push that nigga.
Listen. Do that shit, man. Listen. See, if they play this song, nigga, I'm about to do it, nigga. Listen. I swear to God, wait till they play that song, nigga.
DJ Fuck Round played it. I done seen Chop bounce around. You know, went around there and pushed him. Buddy went to push him back. I done stole off on him. He done hit the ground. We done started stomping him. I don't know what the fuck happened, but Emil got hit in the head with a goddamn can. He was bleeding.
That was I, John, and Cardi party.
Yeah.
Right there by the fairground.
Yeah.
Because I was too young to be in there. I was in that bitch. I was in that motherfucker. That fight was digital. I ain't gonna count. Boy, that fight was digital.
We
that
beat shit the fuck out, buddy.
That fight fucked it up for everybody. Sorry. Niggas can't even get that building no more.
I apologize.
You talking about that little white building by the...
Right by Ganans.
Yeah, by the little lawnmower joint.
Yeah, but that's Ganans. Right by Ganans. Okay. Niggas can't even get that building no more. Ever since then.
Matter of fact, that was the only party that I ever seen that was at that building.
I'm telling you, they fucked it up. Fucked it up for everybody.
I never knew what happened at the party, but I remember. I remember when they were talking about
that
the
shit
party.
Was funny as hell.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't know why I was there. I don't know how I got there. I probably walked because I was.
Yeah, you right out the street.
Yeah, well, I doubt I walked because it was nighttime.
Nah, you probably scooted up there in that little car.
I was too young. I was probably like 13, bro.
Nah, yeah, you down?
So yeah, right. I was like 13. 13, 14, yeah, I was stupid young. Like, I ain't gonna count that shit was digital. Though. I remember that shit to this day. Hey, well, like, matter of fact, me and Cardi was just talking about that shit like 2 weeks ago. No cap. I'm gonna tell him to listen to this shit. He's gonna be like, "Yeah, boy, that what happened. Y'all boys fucked up my party." He probably gonna call you.
He gonna put a Facebook.
Fuck my nigga.
But you know one thing that was killing me, man, and I see this a lot with my kids right now. It's just how much, man, that we depending on technology. How much the routine that I'm being like. I messed around and left my phone and had to go somewhere. And dude, I just felt like...
The world was over.
Yeah. Like, dude, I'm missing so much stuff, man. Like, Lord, I need to get my phone. Like, I done went to the dog on Savannah, turned around, because I left my phone. I like, dude, I got to get my phone, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's just crazy on how much, man, we done start depending on technology. Like I sent y'all to y'all earlier, I read that statistic where... You know what I'm saying? 63% of the world got access to a cell phone, but only 65 got access to a cell phone, only 63 got access to a toilet. I'm like, that's crazy.
So more people got access to a cell phone than a toilet.
Yes. That's crazy. It's homeless like
people
that.
With cell phones, though. You got to think about that.
Your Obama phone. Obama phone.
You got that big-ass phone, and it stay charged for life.
Facts. That shit do stay charged for life. That shit like a new school Nokia. But, man, I don't know what to say about them people. Like, yeah. I mean, I guess folks got their priorities fucked up. People got their priorities fucked up. I can't not have somewhere to shit and have a phone.
Okay.
Like, fuck that phone.
But that's how they might get through life.
But if you're living in an area where, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got irrigation and, you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, what you going to do to it?
They got a YMCA.
Man, I'm sad these people ain't got access to.
Well, I mean, in that statistic, you got to look at places like India, you know what I'm saying? Parts of Africa, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
where you going to the bathroom in the woods and not on the toilet?
Why the fuck you got a phone? If you got,
because the phone at the little, you know, the little hut down the street, I get that.
You ain't got no toilet though.
I could build me a toilet out of mud and clay.
Fact.
I'm straight. You need to get your priorities together. I'm straight. You need to get you a toilet before you get a phone, my nigga. Fuck that phone.
You ain't even shitting.
You ain't got nobody to talk to if you shitty. You just hard to talk while you got a shit. You don't want to talk to nobody while you got a shit.
No, but you don't do that. But you play on your phone while you doing that.
While you shitting.
Yeah.
You don't play on your phone when you got the shit. you trying to find somebody toilet. You know what I'm Oh, Lord Jesus, just please let me take it to the toilet. I swear, nah, that's not cool. That's not what's up. Hey, it's not acceptable.
That's why I said, man, like the technology kind of taking over, man. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. As a matter of fact, up there at the Lowe's, man, I was walking in there this morning, and I seen this little round thing they got on display. That guy was a doggone mo control lawnmower. Like, what?
Yeah.
You tell me, I like, man, you know, but I really listen, want that.
I ain't gonna care. I seen something. Go ahead.
I bet he got it, though.
No, I ain't got it yet.
What that? Listen. Yeah, he gonna get it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he gonna get it. Nigga, Bluetooth lawnmower.
For what?
Yeah.
That nigga out there cutting perfect grass. Yeah.
I'm
gonna put Brandon all out of business.
Ain't nothing like sitting on your couch cutting the grass.
Man, listen. I seen some shit. This ain't no technology shit. But they put it's a simple invention, my nigga. They put a strainer, and it was on Facebook earlier. No, it was on the infomercial on the TV. They put a strainer in a pot, and the strainer stay in the pot like it stay in one place. So if you turn over the pot, like say if you cooking some noodles, you got the damn noodles inside the strainer, like the little round strainer, and you got a big-ass pot that it's in, and it's a little thing to clip on to the pot, you feel me? So if you turn the pot, the strainer going to stay still. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't gonna move, so you just dumping the water out, but all your shit still in that damn strainer. Yeah.
That's tight, right?
I ain't gonna care. I seen that shit on I took a video on my phone. Yeah. That's a dope ass. I like now.
The little help stuff they be having, like I like to go to those as seen on TV stores. That we having all
I ain't
that
heard
stuff
none
like
of that.
The one on the islands.
Yeah, they usually have them at the islands, man. They got one at the you have
that little invention was dope. I'm like, whoever made that, they came up with some shit.
Oh. Yeah,
niggas cooking ramen noodles and shit. When you gotta put you gotta hold the strainer. That shit gonna burn you. You know what I'm saying? Every time you hold the strainer, that shit'll burn your arm.
Yeah,
you ain't gotta go through that no more. Just flip the pot over.
And, well,
for real,
they got tired of burning themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what adventures is mean. It's me. The niggas get tired of going.
Just make
through
things easier.
Facts, make that shit easy.
But you know, staying on that though, I was listening to this comedian, man, and he was talking about how he thought when he was at a young age that he was poor, and he was like, I was telling my dad, we poor. And he was like, his dad was like, nah.
Beat your ass.
You know what I'm saying? No. What the
fuck you mean we poor?
No, the dad was like, nah, we ain't poor. He like, poor is a state of mind.
Facts.
He
facts.
Like, we broke.
Facts. We ain't got no money. Facts. That's real though. They ain't listen. That's real though. Hey, that's
so
real.
So that
though.
What I was like, dude, is there a clear difference between being poor and being broke? Is poor a state of mind?
I feel like it is.
Yeah, I think it
I feel
is.
Like it cause you, go ahead, look, bro.
Because shit, most of the time I ain't being funny. Like, half the time I'm my happiest when I don't have that much money and I could just do something. Not saying I'm happy broke, but Like, some of the time, that's when you the most happiest, because you like, shit, I ain't finna goddamn.
I know that's, you know, that's when you at your most creative.
Yeah.
Creativity. When you got a little bit of money, you got to make that thing scratch.
Yeah.
But you come up with some stuff.
I feel like this. Like, bruh said, when you ain't, like, all right, in perspective, when we was, like, we were just talking about, when we was in high school or middle school, going through grade school, yeah. We ain't had no bills, but we also ain't have no money. We were broke, but I know all us want to go back to this time. That time, all us want to go back to high school. All us want to go, nigga was happy. Nigga ain't have a care in the world. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? But really, we broke. Really, we ain't got shit because we in middle school. Ain't nobody had no whole bunch of money in middle school, elementary school. But you was happy as a fuck.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? But I'm in elementary school, my nigga.
I mean, we sold everything, candy, all that good
nigga
shit.
Ain't had it like that in elementary school. Nigga might have had some money, but nigga, if you look at that money now, you like, man, shit, we was hustling. Yeah. But shit, we weren't making no, nigga might look at $20 like, I got a deal.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
$20 shit right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. $20 won't even fill up my gas tank.
That shit,
you know what I'm saying?
This ain't like, putting a dent in mine.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's nothing now, but back then, we looking at the shit like, man, I'm happy with this little $20. Well, I'm happy for this.
Also, you got to look at how the economy was back then because, I mean, you talking about back then, I mean, hey, gas was 98 cents. Yeah. Like, dude, anybody,
it only took a nigga $20 to fill up.
It don't even drop down to 96. Do it for gas station right now. Drop down to 150. It's gonna be out of gas in a matter of an hour.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
I remember gas was $1.25. I don't remember it under $1.
Nah, it was, dude. I was in high school. Gas was 98 cents.
Check this out.
It was $1.25 when I was in high school.
Dude, yeah, I remember $1.25.
My homeboy, when I was freshman in college, man, my homeboy, he was notorious for this. Go to gas station, get $2 of gas. He had this Cavalier. He had this red Cavalier. He used to go pull up and get $2 of gas. But gas was, you know, gas was 98 cents a gallon.
$2 might put him on a quarter.
Yeah!
Quarter tank.
Yeah!
$2 on E. Nigga ride to town and back. That's why he go straight to town and come back home. And
put another two in there.
Put another $2. What?
Because all he was doing was riding around the class.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know, I used to laugh at him all the time. But, I mean, when you look at it in retrospect, like, dude.
He wasn't losing.
I mean, 2 gallons of gas today is $5.
$5 easy.
Easy.
Anywhere.
On a good day.
At a good gas station. It's
$5. When you catch it on the low.
Facts. At Murphy's or something.
You know what I'm saying? I messed around cat.
For real.
I messed around cat, caught some gas the other day at 209. That guy jumped up the next day. I was like, God dang it.
Yeah, I meant to get gas yesterday. I seen gas was cheaper. That motherfucker, 230 something, man.
Yeah, gouging.
I ain't gonna cap. I don't even. Damn, it is about to be a storm, huh?
Yes.
I don't even pay attention to gas prices. Like, on the regular. Not saying I got it, but it's just some shit that... All right, damn, studio people, fuck. But it's just some shit that a nigga needs, so it's like...
Yeah, you gonna put it in there regardless.
You got to get it regardless. It don't matter what it costs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know where the cheap spot's at. Like, Murphy's right there. Gate and Rankin. Murphy's behind.
But you know,
Walmart.
I don't trust that gate, man. Last time I went to that gate, man, I had trash in my gas, man. That job messed my vehicle up.
Damn.
I ain't mess with that gate dog gate, on about 7 years.
Gate usually has.
Yeah, I think
gas
that shit fucked up my ultimate.
Yeah, I don't mess with gate, dude. Damn. Don't mess with that gate gas, man. I fuck with
Parkers and Murphy's and from time to time. I don't be ranking like that.
My wife now, I be going to Kroger's, you know, get a little Kroger card and go to the Kroger gas station, be getting that 10, 20 cent off. Using that after you buy groceries.
I'm so sorry. I don't even use that shit. My mom used to get one from Harvey's. I'm so sorry. I don't even use that shit. Man, just here. Take this money. I'm about to go ahead and pay for the gas. Not on no rich nigga shit. Just on some like, man, this is something I got to do. I ain't about to make it a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to make it no hassle.
It's hard to keep up with a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I got too much
constantly
other shit.
Moving and everything.
$20, fuck that. Here goes $20. Yeah, take that shit. I'm about to put whatever I can in there. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga ain't worried about nothing.
But yeah. But like, now that you mentioned that, yeah, man, August 31st, man, we getting ready for the doggone Hurricane Dorian. Matter of fact, I just pulled up the doggone thing before y'all came in. I was looking at it, man. They're talking about it's almost taking the same track as Matthews in 2016.
Matthew ain't did us nothing, though. Where did it? It's fuck up Savannah.
Nobody ain't did you nothing.
That nigga did it. House
did
some shit.
Yeah, they tore off my room, man. Yeah.
They tore off the roof?
Tore off the roof. Where you can see inside the bedroom.
Okay, I got you.
But, I mean, it tore it down to the black.
Damn.
and had it where it was leaking into the ceiling.
Damn.
Yeah. So almost you... almost half of my roof on my house.
Damn. I'm saying, yeah. So you y'all dipping? Y'all dipping?
Hell no. We hurricane party. We hurricane party.
Well, for me, it's too late. I already made plans to stay because I'm thinking it's going to hit Florida. Florida be a little tropical storm about to get to us. Now, it ain't going to even touch Florida. It's going to stay in the ocean and ride the coastline like Matthew did. And it's going to be about the same distance away from us that Matthew was. But when Matthew passed by, it was what, category 2. They talking about it going to be either category 3.
3 or 4.
Yeah.
Like, so now, you know what I'm saying, it's going to get crazy. You know what I'm saying, in a couple of days.
I'm going to be in that bit thugging.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just hoping I get a couple more days out.
I ain't going to cap. I ain't gonna cap.
We paid for them days.
Yes, sir.
Facts.
What you talking about? Yes, sir.
I ain't going to cap. I'm going to play pussy. I'm going to play pussy.
I don't know how to barbecue.
If my money was like I wanted to be,
I might have dipped and then go to a park or something like that. Yeah. Some kids, whatnot. But
that's what we did to Matthew. Matthew was lit. I ain't gonna lie, we was lit, Matthew.
Yeah, I was pissed off with you looking at your shit.
I think we were having fun.
No, boy, I ain't gonna
count.
Matthew's. I got that was the first time that I was in the storm. Dad, I got kind of scared.
Yeah, that nigga.
Listen, everybody told me that. Everybody told me that was like, dude, Matthew.
Around it was. I was straight,
bro. That shit, boy. Dude, you just heard.
I was straight until the lights went off,
and then a big ass train sound went past.
Yes, sir. I was straight until the lights went off. We about 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, we sitting up there watching the dog on news, and all of a sudden the lights go off, and now you can hear the wind. I'm talking about, dude. That job felt like doggone the snowman was bamming on the side of my house. That's all I hear. I kept on hearing that. Boom. Boom. So I done went outside. Nigga about to slide on the concrete. The wind blowing hard. I'm like, dang. I done went around the side. I don't see nothing back there on the side of the house.
Yeah.
Man, I done went, pull up the curtains on the back door. Nigga, my pool flipped over.
Damn. Wind bam.
My bug round pool done flipped over. Yeah. It hit in the back door.
Damn.
I'm like, oh,
this shit
shoot.
Real.
Okay. Like,
this shit is real.
It's real.
It is not a drill.
And look, this is not a drill.
This is not a drill.
Everybody sitting there, they looking like, oh, shoot.
We about to all get in one bed.
Okay.
Straight up.
That's
me. We about to all get in one bed.
The safest part in my house is the bathroom downstairs, the little half bath.
Oh, no, that's too tight of a space. I'm straight. Dude, it's going to get hot.
It's the half bath and the little message center between
the door open.
Between the garage and the kitchen, the little message center.
Listen, I know me. That's why I say I'm going to go ahead and dip. Dude. I'm the type of nigga, shit getting too viral, I'm going to dip right then.
You're going to die.
I'll be died. You know what I'm saying? I'll be there got killed. Yeah. You feel me? It get too straight.
Well, see,
my thing is, this time.
You couldn't see shit. You couldn't see nothing. It was shit black dirt. Boy, you can't see nothing.
After that job, though, man, the next day...
I don't know, because I ain't never been
the next day, me and my wife went out riding, dude. We went down Quaco. Dude, boy.
Trees down.
Dude, I seen this big old tree. Nigga done crushed this nigga doggone trailer. I'm talking about that job done crushed. It done landed the length of the trailer. I'm talking about his whole trailer messed up.
Boy, that's the hurt. He got to come home to nothing.
Okay. Because I went to go check on my homeboy. I went to check on Chris Dumb's house because, you know, they live right there on Quaco.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to check on his house because he had left. You know what I'm saying? He had dipped. This was the first time.
All the people in Chatham, they...
Yeah, that was mandatory.
Yeah, that was mandatory. But, y'all out here, y'all stayed by yourself. Because they ain't had no means.
A lot of people ain't got to where they... A lot of people took the little buses to Augusta.
Yeah, and some people was being ignorant.
Yeah.
Some people ain't had no means and some people just being ignorant.
But, I mean, you had means if you get on the bus.
Yeah, facts.
Let me just get on the bus. Like, nah, they're going to take you to the Augusta.
You about to die.
They're going to take you to the Civic Center in Augusta.
Well,
they're just like the ones over there.
Straight out then, dummy.
They're just like them guys over there on Tidy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't leave. And then when the road close off and get washed out, now y'all screaming and the military got to come over there and save y'all tail.
No, big fella. You're dead.
Okay.
Straight up. You're dead.
They went over there.
We told y'all stupid, goofy ass.
Okay. The mayor told you.
If I had a car, I ain't want. I'd take that bitch right downtown.
Buddy ain't get paid for that shit. That blue charger. That blue.
I mean, you got insurance. It don't matter.
Buddy ain't get paid for that shit. They tried to say he did that shit on purpose.
Who?
Buddy with that car downtown and fuck it up. He fucked it up.
Did he?
I don't know. That's some Facebook
shit.
Did
he get money for it?
That's some Facebook shit. I don't know.
I mean, if he played the card right, he probably got a little money off that.
Yeah, his shit was up underwater. His shit, all you seen was the top of his shit.
Yeah, you know.
But my nigga, why you?
Now some of them gonna be like that. That. Well, see, that's my feel this time around.
Yeah.
Is that the hurricane gonna be stronger? Plus, they talking about the surge, and we got this what they call it?
Y'all scaring me because I want to work.
Some kind of tide right now that's going on in the sea. Some big tide that comes once a year. It's coming around, and like I said, it causes a surge anyways in the sea. Now you got a hurricane, dude. Shoot, they was talking about some people parts of Florida gonna see somewhere around doggone 12 feet.
Damn, that's a...
They're like right now, Savannah looking like we gonna get rain gonna fall at about 2 inches, 2 inches an hour. We gonna look like
Savannah can't hold a half an inch.
Dude, I'm talking about, dude, it's gonna be, the streets gonna be flooded.
Savannah can't hold a half an inch for 12 hours.
Dude, them jokers gonna be flooded. They can't hold a half an inch for an hour.
I'm talking about for 12. They can't hold a half an inch for a half a day. They get a half an inch and a half a day. That
they
shit
about, they about to get
someplace.
2 inches on the hour.
It's gonna be flooded.
Like it about to be stupid flooded.
Nego flooded.
You know what I'm saying? And shoot, they said, doggone, what's name gonna get the worst of it, though? Doggone, once again, Charleston. They said Charleston gonna get the blunt of it. Them and Wilmington, North Carolina. They said,
get what I'm about to do.
Get
what I'm about to do. I'm about to pray.
Say them jokers gonna get about 10 to 12 inches an hour.
I'm about to pray, and it's gonna go somewhere else. Straight up.
And you know they just recovering from last year from the storm hitting them last year.
Yeah, I'm scared on that. I'm scared on those things.
That job, dude. I was in there with Lowe's today, and dude was asking for sandbags so he could put it in front of his garage.
They giving out sandbags in Florida. They making them for me. I seen that.
But you could go buy the sandbags in Lowe's and get, you know, put.
That's fucked up. Why they don't give a nigga sandbags here?
Because
we ain't buy no water. We ain't buy no water like that.
We ain't getting hit, we
surrounded.
We like
10 miles away. Like, water's right there. We got water all around us.
Yeah, you got a river.
Yeah, that's a part of that shit.
You ain't got an ocean. Like, you ain't no tabby.
I'm saying, but ocean right there. Like, that shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's a lot of, they got to go through a lot of buildings to get to you.
Yeah, I ain't worried. Me personally, I ain't worried. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried. Because, get what? If shit get flaky, I'm out of here. I'm letting you know that now.
Nigga dying in the storm.
I'm going to have service. I'm going to have lights. I'm going to have air conditioning. I mean,
because right now they saying the storm, I think they say that job like 300 miles in diameter.
Damn. I know my job gonna be calling looking for me. Shit, I ain't gonna answer the phone, they fuck ass.
But
shit,
supposed to be about 75 miles off the coast when it passed by us. Supposed to pass by us Wednesday, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock p.m. Yeah.
Supposed to be at the same level as Brownsville at 1 o'clock p.m. Wednesday.
Damn.
I know Brahms is going to get it bad. I'm
going to tell them for they didn't give a nigga his check early.
Okay.
You think they ain't going to fuck with a nigga? They going to have to fuck with a nigga because shit, around by Wednesday, a nigga check be looking slim. Nigga. That last week check, you get paid that week. That last week check be about gone.
Okay.
Nigga might have, nigga be eating honey buns for lunch. You know what I'm saying? Honey buns and water. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I went into Walmart today, man. It was, I mean, the lines was stupid long.
Niggas
it was no water. Only water they had left with that high tail dog on
Fiji.
Aquafina.
Oh, okay.
And that shit now. Nah.
That's easy.
That shit ain't even
and then they had the gallons. They had gallons of water. They ain't had no more bottles.
I don't know what the fuck everybody getting so prepared for. A nigga just dip. Do what I do. Just dip.
Well, some people ain't got the means to dip, man.
I ain't got the means to dip, but I'm out of here.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how to do nothing.
You got to hunker down.
I don't know how to do nothing. I don't know how to fish. I don't know how to hunt. I don't know how to barbecue.
You don't know how to barbecue. You need your ass.
You gonna learn
shit
today.
Yeah, what though? I know how to work. I know how to sell drugs. You know what I'm saying? I know how to get it.
Nobody don't need to get high when they're trying to get it.
I know how to accumulate money, so I don't have to learn these things. You know what I'm saying?
Once I get
to a certain amount of money, then I can learn how to do these things.
Man, I done learned how to do all that.
I done test my generator, and I went and bought me a generator last year, so I'm a hunker down.
Oh, yeah, we got one of them shits, too.
Yeah, I'm just going down. I mean, it is what it is. Sometimes you're going to have to ride that mug out, man.
Sus, I'm on the way, babe. I'm on the way. Coming up north. Fuck that. I ain't fucking around, boy. I'm out of here. I'm on the first thing smoking. Yeah. Up out this bitch, cause I ain't shit. Them kids, and I got a newborn too. They can't fuck around like that.
What? Yeah,
I can't fuck around. I can't fuck. I keep little babies. Every time this shit happen, you know what I'm saying? Every time this shit happen, I got a little baby. You know what I'm saying? I gotta go.
What's wrong with you? That's why he be leaving. He got an excuse to leave.
Gotta go. I'm top out of here. I promise you. That's great. What the other thing though? Who is talking about?
You wanted to be the studio is hosting the mixtape.
Yeah, the studio mixtape. What's going on with that? Cause this is how it happened for everybody listening. Cause everybody asked me about the shit. I'm like, bro. When you found out about the shit, that's when I found out about the shit. And like I said, I don't read. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I skimmed through. Niggas was telling me, oh, it's going to be, because bruh had posted some shit about, oh, y'all going to see me in smoke. Cut up, because it's going to be televised. It's going to be recorded. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Then my brother from in Japan, he called me like, what are you talking about? You going to record the shit? Like, put it on video. I'm like, bro, where's you getting this information from? Like, niggas on the post. I'm like, bro, I ain't read the post. I didn't know it said something about FM. And I like shit, share the shit. Said it's an opportunity. I don't know what type of
going.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm tagging people in the shit. I don't know what's going on. Nigga don't know. Then niggas been asking the nigga, like, bro, what's going on? What y'all doing? What they doing? I'm not over it. That's Carlos. That's King Lo's invention. It's not me.
But my thing is, though, if I distinctly put on the post,
what the fuck to do? Niggas don't read.
Don't doggone contact nobody but me.
Niggas don't read like Smoke City.
That's a fact. God damn, I ain't read nothing. Niggas been hitting me up by shit.
Anyway, like I said, what it was is I once again a ride in my truck the other day. I seen your boy. What did he go by now? Hoodlum. ENT.
Okay.
Post a little job about the
Savannah,
about the Seaport joint. Volume 4. He was doing the Volume 4. Mm-hmm. And so I went and I was like, oh dude, they got, you know, I was like, well, let me listen to what they did last year or when Volume 3 came out. So I pulled up Volume 3 and I was listening to it, and you know, I'm like, man, you know what, man, we could do something like that.
What I've been saying for the last 5 years.
I like, you know what?
That's a fact also.
Because I remember when we tried to do something about, what, a year ago that you tried to do that?
We've been trying to do this shit for the last 5 years.
That's how me and him came together. And I was like, because he was trying to do that.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just get a free studio time. I ain't going to even worry about it. I just want to, well, this time I'm going to videotape everything. So if cats don't show up or they doing that dumb stuff, all that job going to be on video. And everybody going to see how stupid you be looking. That's why you can't get ahead with your music, because you come in here half.
Your work ethic exactly. Fucked up. You wouldn't even take the time to email a nigga or to send a nigga a message.
I still got two people who ain't emailed me.
Niggas been hitting me up talking about, tell Los to God they're going to put me on. I'm like, bro, you supposed to message him. Like, send him a message.
I said,
quit
DM
fucking
me.
With me. You know what I'm saying? Send him a message. Don't fuck with me about nothing. I'm chilling. I'm doing some other shit. I don't know what's going on. Don't bother with me. You know what I'm saying? Shit been pissing me off all fucking week.
And so, like I said, I put together the email.
For real.
And I sent the email out yesterday to everybody.
I ain't read the email because I don't read.
Well, then you better read the email.
You better read that motherfucker.
Well, I'm talking to you now.
Information in it.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't explaining the information.
All right, bet that.
You got to read it.
But you know what I'm saying? I did my part. I tagged niggas. I tagged a bunch of niggas, too.
Yeah, you did tag. And a lot of the cats on there is because you tagged them in there.
Facts.
98%.
I can't vouch for none of them niggas' work ethic. Like I told you when you called.
Exactly.
I can't vouch for none of them niggas' work ethic. I can vouch
but
for
see,
most of their music. Most of them niggas' music.
And that's why I said that's why I said what I said in the post. That it will be videotaped. Because everybody gonna see why you ain't making it. Because your tail lazy.
Facts.
You won't even when a joker giving you free studio time and everything else that goes along with that, you still can't show up.
Because you just sorry.
Nigga don't
believe. And so when it come to music and everybody rah-rah this and rah-rah that, yeah, I do this and I do that. Nah, sit down.
You don't do none of that.
You don't do none of that. Sit down.
That's cap.
You don't even need to talk about music no more.
Cap law.
You know what I'm saying? You need to go get
no space.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't even have a favorite
get
rapper.
Get you a second job or something.
Well, you can't even have a favorite rapper no more.
Yeah, okay.
Now go get your CDLs. You know what
I'm saying? You drive a truck.
You have to go ahead and start driving a truck. Then you trip. I have black end up.
Okay,
but
for real though. And so that's where I'm at. Like I said, trying to give folks 60 days, get in here, knock down one song. Like I said, I'm going to videotape it, do like a little mini interview while they're here. Then I want to get everybody together for a big photo shoot.
Oh, yeah. That'd be dope. That'd be dope.
You know what I'm saying? But I want to kind of coordinate it with everybody so we could, you know, everybody come, you know.
Together. Everybody with come.
The dress or the theme together.
What's the theme? What's the dress and the theme? You ain't thought
that
about
what I'm saying? The name of the mixtape is Going Ham.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. Going Ham. That's dope. That's hard. So we might well all dress up like Burger King employees.
What it mean? No, going Ham.
Where that come from, nigga?
We going Ham. That's all we got.
What Burger King? What
hard. Hard as a motherfucker. Hard as a motherfucker.
What ham mean? Hard as a motherfucker?
Yeah.
Y'all don't put an acronym in shit.
Y'all need this nigga.
Hold on. All right, so some people need to dress up like concrete, and other people need to dress up like burgers.
Nah, nigga just need to we just gonna come together and come up with a theme
and everything, and I just wanted to do, like I said, like I told everybody in the post, man, this is something that hasn't been done in our county.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So really you getting a chance to get on a ride that's never been done before. Something that's never been done before.
Something brand new.
Something brand new. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And it's going to last because everybody got followers.
And then, if those of y'all who listen to the podcast and
niggas going to hear this shit.
It also stated on two parts of that. One is that I'm going to shoot a video for every last song.
Every song.
And
free video.
Two,
you fuck
every last artist will be invited to this podcast to sit down and we're going to interview them outside of y'all two niggas because y'all two niggas on the podcast anyway.
Fuck.
Get what?
I got a banger for the tape, though.
Get what, though? Get what, though? I was like, hold on. Because when I seen you put the first list, I was like, hold on, what the fuck going on? Because I had to start tagging people in the shit. I was like, damn, I don't know if, because with the last shit that happened that I was pushing for Pro and Clio, the shit ain't end up well. It was bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like.
But that was the little party, though.
The party. With the rap battle. No, I ain't talking about Scotty. I'm talking about
the rap battle. Rap, though.
That shit ended up bad, man. I was like, man, hold on,
I mean,
man,
but at this time. But
they told us we going to participate anyway.
That's what I'm saying, but niggas ain't know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas feel like.
But this time around, though.
Because he fucking with the plug. I don't got no upper hand, bro.
But this time.
I'm just like you.
I mean, but this time around, though, I mean. Everything you getting everything for free. So if you in the midst of
that shit was for free, and it had benefits. It was the same exact shit, Lowe's. You about to get? I promise you
was getting a spot on Land CD.
I mean,
no, you about to get? Well, yeah, you about to get a spot on Pro shit, and you was gonna get $200. Who gonna turn that the fuck down?
Everybody did.
Yeah.
Because they felt like, oh, this nigga Smoke got something to do with it. Band got something to do with it. They gonna automatically win. No, nigga, like not even doing the shit. I'm just talking shit to you. You soft booty ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? You goddamn sour dick ass, sweet ass nigga was butt hurt about that shit. For real, like I had beef about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I had problems.
Well, about like I said, I
wasn't even a part of it.
I'm not trying to engage competition. I just want to give an opportunity so I can say, well, I try to give back in all my years of doing music. I tried to give back to Effingham, you know what I'm saying, the best way I knew how, by trying to put younger cats on, and I gave them an opportunity with no cost involved for them, nothing involved for them. They ain't got no...
All they
got
to do is pull up.
All they got to do is pull up.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going off their time. I'm just stating the time frame. Like, 60 days. You can't do one song in 60 days, then you don't need to do music.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I'm giving you a chance to come to the studio, get interviewed. I'm putting out individual videos. I'm doing a photo shoot for everybody and individually.
So it's a lot of your work.
I'm doing all the work. I'm doing all the flyers, individual flyers, and the album cover for everybody together.
You're doing a 90%.
Yeah.
Pretty well, not 90.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to shoot videos to everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put you on my podcast. And let you shine on that. Get your little, you know, message out or just chill with the fellas, however we want to do it.
But then again, like he just said, it's not a competition. Cause don't, you know what I'm saying? That's a big thing with me. Niggas be on nut shit.
But I'm saying, when folk come up here, man, like I said, this is a podcast. This ain't no rap.
No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about with tape period. Because y'all niggas be remember when we did the shit?
Man.
Remember when we shot, what video was that? Big Dog video, right? We was in Bruh Yard.
I mean, what, dude, if you want to make a competition, like, dude, the video, I'm shooting your video for free.
Nah.
So you can make if you want to make your video better than the next person, by God, do that.
Nah, this is what I'm saying, though. Remember that time we were shooting the video? After the video, you said something about Raw. You're like, oh, he said he got that on Raw 6. You're like, oh, he said he got that on Kill 2. He'll kill you in the rap shit. And I was drunk. And I went on a tangent on Facebook. I was like, man, I'm the best rapper within a 30-mile radius of me. You know what I'm saying? I went on a tangent.
Well, matter of fact, I just seen that Hot Rod, you remember Hot Rod, who used to rap, Rod McFly.
I don't know, bro.
Statesboro.
I don't know.
He just put out that talking about Statesboro got the hardest artist.
I trash all them niggas, though. No cap.
You know what I'm saying?
Smoke City of Trash. So all the niggas.
He was doing it the third part.
But check this out. That's what I'm saying. Check this out. Niggas take that shit the wrong way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's music. We're not talking about you personally as a human being.
Like, I mean, you
could be a good human being and your music garbage, though.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You just a good dude.
Nah, fuck that nigga. My fault. Fuck that nigga. Anyway, but some people, chill out, man. Let's get serious. Chill out. Like I was saying, some of his bruh people got to go approach me about this shit recently. When we shot that video, it was probably like, 3-4 months ago. I think it was a Big Dog video. We shot a Big Dog video 3-4 months ago. Mm-hmm. She approached me maybe like a month ago.
A couple weeks ago.
She approached me a couple weeks ago like, oh, I heard you went live and you said my name about some rap shit or whatever. I'm like, damn, no, I ain't even know you rapped at the time. Like, it wasn't nothing like that. Like, people was real live butthurt about the shit. And I'm like, she didn't see the live, so she don't know. She on my Facebook, but she ain't see the live. So it's like, damn.
Then how you gonna speak on something you ain't even
seen? But check this out. Somebody told her that. So I'm like, damn, it touched this many people. But she's not even from around.
But my thing is, if somebody came and told you, man, bands got on live and was talking this and that by you,
I need to go look at it.
You go look at it.
Hey, I need to go look at it first. And I ain't take it down alive. It's still up right now to this day. Like, I ain't taking it down.
That's crazy.
I would call not. I'm just saying.
You go off of what another person say, even though they just told you that what the person said, a video is up of him saying everything that I'm telling you.
Facts. And I was telling everybody what I still stick to this day. Like, nigga, you can't out rap me. You feel like you can't come do it. But there ain't no competition time like that. It's just like, this is sport. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, I just want to shine light on Effingham with his artist. You know what I'm saying? And just like I told, I think that was you who asked me about what if cats don't show up. I like, shoot, the guys who get their stuff done, I'm going to ask them to do another song.
Facts.
I put that all in the email that I sent out. I'm not waiting on nobody. I'm being charitable. As it is, I'm not about to doggone run around and beg you to come to the studio.
We can all link up and make
that shit. I'm not about to beg nobody to come to the studio when I'm offering it for you for free.
Guess what?
Like, if you don't show,
I know one nigga that ain't gonna show up.
Well, then he gonna be get blasted on Facebook.
I know one nigga that ain't gonna show up. I'm gonna put it out there right now. I feel like Ray Mac. I feel like he not gonna show up. Jeremy Jacobs.
Listen, that's on him.
That's my brother. I said his name.
That's just another song for me to put on that.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, bro. I feel like you're not gonna show. I feel like you're not, because he was shitting last time he came here. I hope you're hearing this, nigga. Because last time he came here and did a song and was like, oh, I'm gonna come back and da da this. He was here for like 4 days. Like, oh, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna set it up with him tomorrow. Ain't never come back. Ain't never gave no bread up or none of that shit. Like, bro. I don't want that done told you to come here to do this shit, and you just like shit on the opportunity. Like, nigga, you talking like you got the bread. I know you got the bread to do it. You come here, do a little piece of song, and then,
he rolled me the whole time after I put out that post.
He graduated from here, but I feel like he gonna be one. I tagged him in the shit, but I feel like he, no, he spotted the post and said something.
He spotted the post first. And then he DM'd me a bunch. Yeah. I like and me and him talk, I'm like, dude, okay.
He's not from here, but he graduated from here. Like he been here long enough to say, all right, nigga, I know a lot of people around here too. But he gonna be shitting. Yeah. I feel like he's gonna be shitting. I'll tell him to his face.
I'm gonna put it all on the post when I do it. Those who don't come, who don't schedule, who don't do this and don't do that, I don't want to hear no excuses. I don't want to hear about this account got messed up or that account or I lost my phone.
It don't matter because you ain't got to pay nothing. It don't matter about your account getting messed up. You ain't got to pay nothing.
I want to hear about, man, I can't get no ride.
Oh, Facebook. Yeah, fuck the Facebook account.
I can't get no ride.
There's no excuse. It's no excuse.
Dude, tell me you can't get a ride in 30 days to come to the studio?
In 60.
Well, 60 days.
In 60 days, you couldn't get no ride in
60. Nobody. Drive you doggone 20 minutes to the studio.
I got a young nigga that'll walk to the studio.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got a young nigga real talk. To the studio for real.
Okay.
Y'all nigga bullshitting.
5 miles out, that nigga walk in the heat.
Walk up in the heat, in the rain heat. And all that.
Hurricane
walk to the
and studio, all. Nigga jacket walk on, no shirt.
Yeah. jacket, no shirt, man. Straight up. Yeah. I know a young nigga that do that for real. Y'all that's nigga bullshit. That's those who hungry. Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? Those who really about trying to put their music out, they not joking, just talking that.
That's why he ain't got no shirt.
Just talking that talk.
Yeah, he don't never have no shirt on because he ain't got no crowd. Nah, little bro, in the studio, so y'all chill. I ain't just talking shit about people. Fuck y'all. What's the other one, though? We was talking about the etiquette.
The studio etiquette. I wanted to address that. And that was just, you know what I'm saying, for anybody who owns or run or operate a studio, y'all will feel me. You know what I'm saying? It's certain things you should and should not do when you come to the studio. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Let me run down a few for you if you're listening, for everybody out there. One, at least be the studio on time. When we say, okay, we going to book a session for 7, that don't mean you leave your house at 7. That mean you be at the studio at 7.
Niggas got families. Niggas got other shit to do.
No. But then you make, when you call me and I'm like, what time you want to come?
Nah, I'm saying because you got a family. You got other shit to do.
Yeah,
you
I got stuff to do.
You need to go back to being here all day.
Yeah.
One hour worth of work.
One thing would be if I have a non-smoking studio.
Facts.
So, if you want to smoke, do that before you get to the studio. Because everybody always come to me with this, oh man, I got to get right first. I don't know. I've been making music for doggone 20 years. I ain't never had to get right first. You know what I'm saying? But if that is your thing, by all means, have your thing right. Don't come to the studio and we supposed to start at 7, but you got to go get right first for about 30 minutes. And then don't expect me to charge you for that.
Facts. Yeah. Your getting right is a part of the process.
That's part of the process. Your time start when
at
you work 7. Through the gates.
Your time started at 7.
Yeah.
Whatever time, that's what the time was. It started there.
And then my other little pet peeve that been sparking his little head lately. You know what I'm saying? If you a singer, or if you a nigga who like to get right, and you know when getting right, it makes your mouth kind of dry. And you happen to pass by not only Walmart, but Kroger's.
It's a gas station across the street.
Everywhere. It's a Publix across the street. Now you pass by all them places, knowing that you got to dry them out. And they come to the studio.
You ain't got no water.
You ain't got no water.
For some water.
Hey, I can't.
Let me get a water. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a water.
And then when a nigga tell you it's a dollar, you give him the funny look.
God damn, I'm paying for the session and the water.
Yeah.
The fuck? Yes, nigga. You not on my tax return, fuck nigga. What wrong with you? I'm not responsible for you, fuck nigga. Pay that shit. Bro, you want the water, you gonna buy it anywhere else.
Bro, I seen a nigga open 4 waters and ain't did no song. I said, bro, what the fuck is you doing?
Nigga walk up in and be like, this my house, like, shit.
Okay.
I'm paying for the session, shit, fuck. At least I can get a couple of bottles. And if you ain't got all the money,
let a nigga know up front. Wait till we done record the song. Hey, look here. Nigga, all I got is, you want to walk up beside me and tap me on my shoulder. Hey, man. Want to whisper to me in my ear. Hey, Los.
That's everything. That's what everything is. Like, that's what everything in life. Bro. If nigga ain't got all the money, he gonna get real close up on you. Like, hey man, hey listen, I know I said this, but listen, you know, things happen. So, you know what I'm saying?
Well, then things should have happened. You should be like, no, you know what I'm saying? I can't
got
come.
Nothing, but I ain't got nothing but $19. Just fought with me one time. Nigga, you know what I'm saying?
And nigga yell like this. You ain't even got to leave the vocals on there. Just send me the instrumental.
Nigga, what?
You came here with instrumental. You dickhead. What's wrong with you? You came in with that, dummy. What are you talking about?
I had a nigga who came here. I don't even remember who this joker was, man. And he ain't had all that money. This joker was like, man, just bounce it down without mixing it. I was like, dude.
I
was like, man.
I ain't gonna lie though, but this studio right here sound good when it just bounced down with no mixing. This one,
but
I ain't gonna
try to do. No, dude, that ain't how I put out my stuff that, because the first thing a nigga gonna ask you when you
record it. Where you record it,
yeah. I'll record this at studio. The nigga ain't gonna keep it all the way 1,000. Like, I ain't had enough money, so I just told him to bounce it down.
Yeah!
It's not mixed. Cause the nigga
no, you ain't gonna tell the song not 1,000. Mixed.
Yeah! Like, boy, that shit sound good, ain't it? No, it don't. It sound like raw vocals.
Yeah, then you gonna have my studio with a messed up name. Yeah. And knowing that you ain't had all the money to get the song mixed down.
Fucked up your name.
It still do sound better than a lot of niggas' work.
Yeah,
period.
But I want, but my thing is this, look, man.
Unmixed.
Don't come here talking about, I sell all this work and I do all this, and nigga, you ain't even got enough money. You ain't got enough money to pay for your session. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Just like I told them, jokers, my motto was this shit, man. Come spend some of that dope money you talk about, you rap about. That's what I'm trying to do. That's your phone.
Yeah, I know. I don't worry about it.
You know what I'm saying? I be wanting some of these jokers. Come, you know what I'm saying? Let me get some of the balling money.
Not what I be screaming.
You know what I'm saying? Let me doggone. I want to throw it up in the air.
Niggas
don't
be balling for real. Niggas be broke for real.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this. I understand. I was young. You know what I'm saying? Just let me know up front, man. You ain't got to hide it. You ain't. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of kick it. Let me know.
Got a lot of
let me know and let me make that determination. Do I still want to mess with you or
just
not?
Facts. Just be a real nigga about
this. Yeah, because
like,
you might be surprised.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I hate niggas that be trying to fit in and tell a story because you told a story and his shit sound exactly like yours, but it's one goddamn incident. Oh, but hey, I ain't tie my shoe in this. Nigga, shut up. You ain't never ran from no police. You ain't never sold no drugs. You sat in a hot box and heard all them stories.
Facts.
Come on, man.
Niggas be on that shit for real.
But yeah, that just been my pet peeve over the years of dealing with cats. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm trying to give this mess up, man, recording these.
You can't give it up, Lose.
Young, dumb jokes.
That whisper, though.
You can't give it up, Lose.
Man, Lose.
You can't give it up,
Lose. Only got
25. You already know what's going on.
I'm about to go
you gotta get
hire
that shit
me
up.
Some.
You got to get that shit up front.
I'm about to go hire me some actors and do voiceover for One Punch Man, nigga.
Yeah. I don't care. I just finished watching One Punch Man today.
The second season?
Yeah, I just finished watching. I just finished where he boxed the shit at that big ass centipede.
Yeah.
I ain't even started watching that shit. I'm gonna watch it today.
But I ain't gonna talk about it because you ain't
still gonna watch it.
He didn't watch season one.
Oh, you ain't watch season
one. Still gonna watch season one. I mean
season two, stupid though. I think they're gonna have to do a season three because Buddy.
Oh, they already got that, dude.
They already got season three?
Dude, I gotta help you up. But once again, this goes back to your kryptonite. Because you say you don't read.
Oh, no, I don't read.
But
it ain't a
I
can read now.
I subscribe.
All the nigga said, hold on, wait a minute. Nigga said you don't like to read.
I don't lie. You got to get out of study. That shit be out there. Boy, that nigga smoke don't read.
That can't nigga read. Can't read.
Nigga, no, nigga, I can't.
How he be singing?
He freestyle all his music because he can't read. All right. Nah, nigga, I can read. I can write very well. All those things. I just don't like to.
I don't like to read neither. And I subscribe to Shaolin Junk, the Magma.
I don't know what that
is. It's basically a comic book, a digital comic book. That's all it is.
Okay.
But it's the latest and greatest. So I'm like, if One Punch Man had 12 episodes every season,
yeah,
I'd probably be on season 5 right now.
Damn.
And so that job.
So, Buddy.
It, like this comic book is where all the all the episodes come from.
So Buddy, the nigga that got carried away at the end by the little bird or whatever,
yeah,
he come back and
yeah, right on. He recoup it. They take him to the little underground cave.
Fucked up. He was
yeah,
fucked
they
up.
Take him to the little underground cave and he recoup.
Yeah, okay.
And then some. Oh, they you know what I'm saying? The Hero Association attacks the Monster Association.
Okay, yeah, that's
so it get real.
But they done killed the big monster though, so I feel
it's better than him.
The centipede? It's better than the centipede.
It's more powerful. It's a couple of them more powerful than him.
Wow.
I think he was like number 7 on the list of most powerful monsters.
These centipede. In a happy place. Goddamn. But one punch just came through and demolished Buddy. Like,
oh yeah, that was so hard. Punch.
You know what I'm saying? Because Buddy King was down
there. Yeah, that was so hard.
Talking shit to him. Like, come on, nigga.
That joke was stealth.
Came through and bow. Nigga just disintegrated. Everything, like, all you see is little claws.
Whole body.
Bruh, he was giving him hell, boy.
Yes, sir.
He was giving him hell. He was giving him hell, boy. I'm talking about. Buddy was giving him hell, though. Little dude, he was giving him hell, too.
He was trying.
They were. I he tried. Old school was boxing his ass
what?
Out. Listen, old school was boxing his ass out. I'm talking about. He was giving everybody else hell, all the other superheroes hell, and fucked up.
You know who earned the star on me? With the nigga in the dog cartoon, the dog outfit.
Red and yellow one?
One in the little white dog outfit. He be walking around like a dang on dog.
On One Punch?
Yeah. He an S hero. He an S class hero. You remember the dog on?
He was fighting Buddy?
He was fighting the Hero Killer. And the Hero Killer was like, dang, I knew that Joker was that dog on fast.
Oh,
you missed that.
I missed that one. I missed a bunch of episodes.
Y'all need to get on to the animes, man.
I missed like 3 episodes in the middle.
Get on this stuff, man.
I just remember Buddy with the shooting shit. He just went out bad.
Yeah.
Buddy with the shooting shit went out bad. He gave it his all. He gave it everything he had. He was the only one left standing. Glasses Buddy that really wasn't hitting on nothing. With the green shirt on. He wasn't even no superhero for real. He just a random person. He running from the nigga and all. He just a random nigga that can run fast. He got boxed out so bad by Buddy.
He caught a two-piece.
Oh, shit.
I know y'all, you know, get on the flick on the Netflix stuff. Mm. Y'all watch the new Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, that shit hard.
Yeah, that shit been came out though.
No, right? I think it just came out this week.
It's a brand new one.
Okay, nah,
right. Now this is the second one.
Yeah, he went Netflix. In.
I think Sticks and Stone. Sticks and Stone.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh yeah, he was going in. That
shit. I ain't watched that one.
You gotta watch that one. Well, I watched it yesterday.
Listen,
man.
If niggas are sensitive, that shit gonna
go. Okay.
But Dave Chappelle, that's why they say he one of the greatest of our time because he can walk those borderlines. You know what I'm saying?
He crossed them shits. Yeah, like that one.
He was throwing bombs.
That nigga was kicking out doors and shit.
I miss Bernie Mac, boy. Bernie Mac was the funniest nigga, period, to me.
I don't know, man. Bernie Mac was funny.
Bernie was ridiculous, man.
Bernie was dumb. But you know who funny, like live? Like when you see him, you be like, man, that nigga corny, man.
No.
But dude, I wouldn't have seen Steve Harvey. Nigga, dude, I almost died in that mode.
Steve Harvey always been funny to me. He just not.
But I'm just saying a lot of comedy. But I'm just saying a lot of people that got used to him in that TV
because they don't remember the old Steve Harvey.
But
the
that
old
was saying,
Steve Harvey was before
when you go see him live. Yeah. He the old Steve Harvey.
Yeah, of course, cursing and all that.
Yeah, when you see him live, he be on it. He be giving it to him.
He had a special that said he was just working on himself and he tried not to curse throughout the whole special with the suit. Man, that shit was funny as a fuck. He cursed a few times, but that shit was funny.
Yeah, he had two of them.
Matter of fact, that special that you talking about, I went and seen him. Matter of fact, we went up to, because my wife, best friend, she was working in Greenville, South Carolina. And we went up there to see him when he came to Greenville, right before he got his radio show.
Yeah.
And we went up there to see him, and dude, I'm talking about, dude, we died laughing.
I ain't gonna count, though.
I want to go see DC on Fly, that 85 South show.
Listen, DC on Fly really not.
That man funny as fuck to me.
I don't care.
To me, he funny as fuck.
Really I haven't
he
really
funny
seen,
when it comes to picking at people, but his
I haven't
regular
really
comedy,
seen him stand.
But I'm saying, though, the 85 South show, them shits be funny
when
as
they,
fuck.
When they improvising together, but him just like.
That man funny as fuck to me.
Check this out. If you go listen to his stand-up comedy, that shit bomb. If he ain't picking at nobody, that shit.
What I'm saying, when I don't see him as no stand-up comic. I see that nigga as a Jonin ass.
He's like the 85 South show.
I ain't heard about it. I don't really keep up with him because, like I said, he kind of like a Jonin person. That really don't really make me laugh. So every now and then, I crack a smile at something he said. Carlos Miller on
there and Chico Beans.
Carlos Miller, way funnier.
Yeah, him and Chico funny as fuck.
Chico decent. Chico decent.
Them boy funny.
I ain't gonna lie, but Carlos, he's stupid with it. Because
he remind you of one of your crazy ass uncles or something.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
I had to look them two up.
Carlos Miller, his stand-up funny and all. I ain't gonna lie.
He funny as fuck, period. Just period. His
stand-up funny and all.
I mean, the dude that I like, or the one that I want to see live that I haven't seen live yet is T.K. Kirkland.
I don't know him.
He a gangster. The nigga off Birds of a Feather. The gangster that was on Birds of a Feather that handled everything for
I don't know what movie you're talking about.
Zaytoven movie, Birds of a Feather.
Dude, he funny.
What the fuck do you watch? TK, man?
I be watching old black. Dude, I'm getting on the
you
old
gotta,
shit.
You got to get on T.K., man. You will love T.K.
Yeah, he a gangster. He got Vlad interviews and all that.
Yeah. But you gotta get on his stand up, dude.
I probably know who y'all talking about. I gotta see him though. I gotta hold on. Let me.
Bald head. He look like his name, to be honest.
T.K. Kirkland.
Nigga, what his name look like?
Him?
You
know? He look like it.
Oh yeah. I seen Buddy.
You need to get his. You need to look at his special.
I seen Buddy dealing with hecklers. I was watching him. Dealing with hecklers.
Oh, he be killing.
Yeah, he used to be hard on comedy. What that shit was called on B2?
Comedy Central.
No.
That's time to go.
Common View shit. Yeah.
Club Comic View. Yeah.
Y'all check out
Common View to be stupid.
Young upcoming artists. Once again, this is your boy King Los. We're gonna sign out for Blind Observations tonight. Hope y'all enjoy the show.
Thanks.
You can hit me up on Instagram or YouTube Studio 30 or my Facebook under the same name.
HCCN bands, HCCN 2 out right now, so that mean a nigga in new bitches inbox, got new hoes on the line. I'ma just tell you that right now. Check your baby mama shit, you might see HCCN bands in that motherfucker. But HCCN bands on every social media ever in life.
That way, listen, Smoke City right here, man, listen. Facebook, Smoke, Space City. No space, it's just a space bar. You know what I'm saying? Instagram, Smoke City Bitch, SmokeCityBitch. Snapchat, Smoke City _ bitch. Everything spelled correctly. Just add an underscore. You know what I'm saying? HCCN2 out right now. Y'all go get that.